Hello, everybody. This is Joe, and today we have a special episode of the Music Bus Podcast. Today I have a special guest.
Hey, I'm Ondra.
So Ondra is one of my friends I met in Finland when I did my Erasmus semester.
Yes, and then we did a reunion, and
now we meet again. Now we are in Austria, in Vienna, Wien, and it's really nice here. We spend lots of time together already, and we have some more stuff planned for tomorrow. But let's talk about when we met.
Like, I mean, here?
Yes, so... In Vienna. Yes.
Oh, so should we start, like, with yesterday? Yep, so... well, basically the first thing we did was like a tour around the historical center of Vienna. We did an audio tour. We got an audio guide, which was a really great idea.
So, yeah, I remember driving all the whole day and was figuring out and looking up audio guide. That was nice.
Really? Was it that hard?
No, it was hard to find the audio guide, because I was searching for, like, first German ones. There were, like, so many paid ones, and I didn't want to pay something. So I kept on thinking, well, there's probably something like a podcast going on, like, with audio guides.
Yeah.
So there were some, and then, you know, figuring out which one who has Vienna, and then... keep on searching.
Yeah, it was in English, so it was perfect.
Yeah, I also thought about that English probably would be better than German. So that we
also that the guy there was quite a funny.
He was definitely funny. Not. Yeah, it was of course in the English version, so I was making jokes about the pronunciation. He was doing the...
Yeah, they tried to set some German words or learn us some German words.
He was talking about Würstchen and stuff like that. Like the Wiener, which is like the sausage named after Vienna.
But in Wien they call them...
Frankfurt,
yeah. Because we are, yeah. Because
it's a guy from Frankfurt who invented them and then...
Yeah, so just in Vienna they called... another.
So what else did we learn about the cuisine, like schnitzel?
Cuisine? I remember that there was a street with pretty many restaurants. It wasn't like anything special, like that had our goulash, which we also have in Czechia, so...
So, yeah, I think just Vienna has, like, so many cuisines, like, all together, because it's just from everywhere around.
But yeah, then they have their coffee.
Oh, yeah, the coffee was a big thing.
Sauerkraut.
And they had, like, this chocolate.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't find the store.
There was, like, a special chocolate place with specialties and everything, but we couldn't find it. That was sad. But we learned so many things, like Neo something.
Yeah, but that was like after when we tried that tram tour, which was like supposed to be tram tour, but we took bikes for €1 and did it by bikes, which was a really great idea.
So there was a so-called Ringstraße, and it was going around the city, inner city, and it was a big wall, but now it's a street.
Yep.
And it was the audio guide was pretty much just going around in circle.
Yeah, and like commented like what you can see from the window of the tram.
So there were lots of just buildings in general, like the...
Yeah, like, but the only thing I remember is the Neo. That almost every building in Vienna is Neo something.
Neo Gothic, Neo...
Renaissance or whatever.
I remember that too. So that was pretty much Vienna for it.
Yep.
So we went partying, but let's not talk about that. Because we fell into bed like at 4 or something.
Yep.
It was quite late. And then we woke up and then we decided to do a hike. So where did we go?
I'm not really good in remembering names.
I think
you
it's
remember at least that peak where we were.
What was the peak called?
Something with H.
I think it was like in general the Vienna Alps, because there's like I think
yeah, it's like
50
kilometers from Vienna.
Yeah.
So
we drove there by car and had everything prepared, and then we hiked up to the. Oh, I forgot it as well. Heukuhle.
Yeah, something like that.
Heu, but it was the K, was it? Heu? Kopf? No.
Yeah, Kopf or something like that.
Well, it was something with Heu.
But it was like 2006 meters?
Yeah. I'm not that experienced into hiking, but I would say Andra is a lot more experienced than I am.
Yeah, but it was like fine. We had like good weather and pretty good conditions, so it was pretty nice hike. We also did some one tiny ferrata.
Oh, that was scary.
I actually enjoyed it.
Well, so there was a rope you can just hold on to, and there were like irons in the stone.
Cables, yeah.
And then you had to walk up there and. You just don't look down, because I'm a little bit scared of the height. I'm not sure. But...
Yeah, and we should have a gear for that, but... Yeah.
To have, like, a proper climbing gear,
like
with
harness and helmet and...
Yes.
Yeah, stuff like that.
We didn't, so... We just went up there quick, and
but,
then...
But remember those two ladies? They were walking down...
Oh yeah, they were.
And they
like,
can't encourage you to.
Yeah, because I was really scared, and they're like, they don't have any gear, and I was like, do you actually have to climb? Do you really have to do something? And they were like, yeah, you have to climb. And I'm like, okay, but they can do it, so I can do it, and I did it. So that's nice. And then we went on the top and saw like different peaks.
Yeah, it was like quite cloudy.
But it only was cloudy on the one mountain we were on, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's like catched all the clouds there.
And then we went on to another peak and pretty much down again.
Yeah. That second one was, I think, better, with better views.
Oh, definitely. I really liked the... Just because there
just
was no clouds.
Yeah, just to sit there and, like, to, like, look around.
And also the sun was already... going down. I think it was like 4-5 p.m. already when we were up there.
Something like that, yeah.
So our shadows were like meters long. And I have a nice photo of that.
Yeah, and the way down was quite long, I would say.
It was just exhausting because, I mean, the way up was a little bit steeper because we were going and doing the, how is it called, ferrata?
Oh, yeah, ferrata.
Ferrata. Okay.
Yeah, that's Italian stuff, yeah.
Maybe there's an English name, maybe there's a German name, I don't know. And then we went down there, or we went up there, which was really fast, and then going down...
Yeah, we actually were quite fast. It was like, it was supposed to be like almost 3 hours.
Yeah.
To the top from parking spot, and...
I think we left. I remember that I looked on the clock. I wanted to be there at 1, but we were like still searching for a parking spot at 1:20, so we were... At least searching for a parking spot for 10 minutes or so. Just.
So like 1:40 or 45, we could like depart.
Yeah, so we were quite fast. That's good. But going down was just exhausting and my knees hurt. And
yeah, that's not every time.
I don't like that. But now we're back. We drove all the way home and we had a nice dinner.
Yep.
So what did we eat?
Oh, pretty much bread and that cake we bought in the morning. Mine was good, but yours, I'm not sure.
I have cheesecake, and I really love cheesecake. When I really like to do that on my own and bake myself a cheesecake, and it was not that good, like your own made. But I just had the expectation of having like a super awesome cheesecake.
Maybe that's why it wasn't that good.
I think it's just the expectation. Yeah. When you have too high expectations, then you get disappointed. So there's probably a plan we're gonna do tomorrow, and what do we want to see?
Well, we definitely want to go to that House of the Sea.
House des Meeres. Yes. German. I think probably in English it's House of the Sea or something.
Yeah, then we could try that butterfly house. Like, just for a while, it's pretty cheap then, so.
So more like the nature stuff, like see wild animals
in
the aquarium
actually.
And see butterflies. We are not really in the wild here though. Like, where do we stand? Where is the bus located right now?
Well, we are pretty much in the city of Vienna, but we are on the parking spot near Joe's friend's company.
Yeah, so we are the data center. There's lots of servers going on, and if we want to go on the toilet, we just
yeah, but that's perfect. Like,
yeah, it's amazing
because it's always so hard to find some toilet in the city.
But we still have to drive like quite long to the city center. We were taking the bikes back.
Oh yeah, that's true. But Vienna is a pretty large city, so
yeah, Vienna is so much bigger than I expected. I didn't know how many inhabitants they had. I just thought, well, it's a capital. Let's see how big it is. But
yeah, it's bigger than it seems like.
And just like you could drive pretty much on the highway for 20 minutes, and there were still so many companies and everything, IKEA and all the
stuff. And you are
still
not in the center.
And you're not in there yet. I just remember when we came in with a car that.
Yeah.
You just like, oh, am I in Vienna already? Nope. Now. Nope. Okay, this is like already so much city. We're not in the center yet, and
yeah, but it's nice that you have all those historical stuff you have in that Ringstrasse.
Oh yeah, all the most important buildings for like historical and art museum and the natural history
there's
museum.
There's like 60 museums in Vienna,
and they're all right next to the other.
Yeah,
it's just so
true.
Nice. It's also lots of modern stuff in there, and there's like the street for the rich people with Gucci and all this.
Yeah.
The chocolate shop where we wanted to go.
But yeah, it wasn't there.
Oh. But I think Vienna is really nice.
Yep.
It looks quite old still in the circle, but also new, and it's
yeah, like the European style more or less.
I think just because of the history, I mean that was owned by different like it was an ally of Germany in the Second World War, and so they
like
also
Habsburg lived here.
But that it was, you know, like occupied, and then just I think
it was complicated.
It was complicated. Let's say like that. But I just like that there's so many influences from everywhere around, like from Germany, but also from Hungary and also from Czech and like the.
And all mixed together here.
It's more like.
There were also pretty many famous people who lived here, like scientists and compositions.
Freud, which one do you know?
I think even Mozart was here.
Yeah, that's true.
Bach.
But Mozart was he born here? I'm not sure.
Me neither.
Well, you also.
Freud also lived here. And that
Mendel, the one with the biological
and
put beans
and also one physician was like Doppler or
it was the Doppler effect, stuff like that. So do you have anything else to tell? I think we're done.
Yeah.
That was a quite nice episode. Lots of Vienna, lots of information.
Yep.
So Maybe we catch up with Merle and see what she has done in the last days on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.